My name is Mark Stinger. I'm a fairly new CDC employee. I'm with the Surveillance and Special Studies team. I'm out of the Epidemiology and Surveillance branch, soon to be the Surveillance and Data Management branch. And I'm really rather excited to do this session today. And when I was asked to moderate, it's a particular passion of mine to be thinking about MSM and LGBTQ issues of health equity. So this was exciting for me to do. And it was really exciting, too, to have the framing from this morning that what I'd like our session today to be is to be a continuing conversation. We saw some of the data that Greg presented and certainly some of the issues that Ken and David brought up. And I think you could say that we're approaching perfect vision, 2020 vision, on some of the current issues with respect to unequal health outcomes for not only MSM, but all LGBTQ. But often we think of 2020 vision as, that metaphor of hindsight is 2020. And in some ways, what we're seeing today in terms of health outcomes really is hindsight. That we need to go upstream. So we should be directing now our focus forward. And in particular, where do we want to be in 2020? So we may have 2020 hindsight right now on what the issues are. Where do we want to be in 2020? And I would suggest that the MSM, lesbians, all sexual minorities of 2020, as young adults in 2020, are now in their teens. So really our vision, our 2020 vision, should be focused not so much on behavior change in 2020, but in creating healthy communities that will come of age in 2020, potentially having much better health outcomes. So hindsight is 2020. Where do we want to be in 2020? 2020 is also a great number in that, as a ratio, that reflects perfect equity, 20 on one hand, 20 on another hand. And I would suggest to you that's where we want to be in 2020. We want equity in health outcomes across all sexual and gender minorities. We have four extraordinary speakers this afternoon to help us to continue that conversation that was started this morning. We should have plenty of time for questions at the end. So what I'd like to ask you to do is to restrain your enthusiasm. Please do not rush the microphones in between speakers, although I know the urge will be there. And so please wait to the end of our prepared remarks so that we can continue this discussion this afternoon. Our first speaker is currently program manager for GLBTQ initiatives with Advocates for Youth in Washington, D.C. He brings an undergraduate background in religious studies and a master's in sexuality studies to his work with the anti-homophobia and transphobia projects. With extraordinary passion and commitment to social justice, his groundbreaking asset-building work with GLBTQ youth in communities of color is a fabulous way for us to begin our conversation. Please help me welcome Durrell Brooks to the podium.